Okay, Lisa?
I'm just going to go on and speak because I have the floor because I'm confused between the original stack and this stack. But one of the things that's important to just say to give people background, because I was on the programming committee for probably half as long as Bonnie was, but I know she's got me by a couple of years.
But you were there for much of this, Lisa.
No, I was there for much of this. I'm saying you were on the programming committee. You know, I wasn't on it for 6 years. But when we were working on adopting the policy, the programming policy in 2006, and I have to say that that was a very collaborative process. We had people on the call from, you know, different political views.
Yep.
But there were many, many issues that were raised in that programming policy that was really talked about. And I would say was one of the things that worked in a very collaborative manner with people that right now are on different ends of the spectrum, I would say,
mm-hmm.
around what's going on currently. And we talked. There was nothing that was rushed through about it. You couldn't rush it even if you wanted to, which was a good thing. Mm-hmm. There were, I believe at that point, I don't know if it was around this policy, but there were efforts made on the programming committee to work with some of the program directors. I believe there were efforts made to get them on calls at times. I'm not sure if it was around the policy. But this was the kind of environment that the programming committee had been operating in. I would go to meetings, and producers would come up to me, staff would say, Lisa, wait, I don't like this about the policy. You make sure you represent this, which was fair. That's what they're supposed to do. And this was the kind of stuff that was heard throughout the network to try to make sure that we might not, you know, sometimes you can come up with the best thing, and yet then it's like, well, how do you implement it? But in terms of issues with, like, national programming and local programming, local autonomy, those issues were very well thought out. And I never expected that it would just be a document that was made, that there would be no room for growth. But I have to say, I so strongly object to what happened in 2008. Maybe I was on one programming committee meeting in 2000. There were so few times that we met, and I do recall that there was a meeting that was called at the last moment, and, you know, when Rob Robinson was the chair, I know he's not on the call, but I have no objection to what I'm saying with Seder around him. And I wasn't even able to be on that call. You know, I remember I got a call when I was going somewhere. You know, and he, you know, for various reasons.
Yeah, if you would, Lisa, I think it would be
good if we're really moving forward.
I don't want to.
Right. But people need to get this background. They need to understand this. So, this is just telling the truth, and this is not saying anything against him because he tried to pull a meeting forward. But I wasn't able to be on that. And the next thing I know, something came out of that programming committee that I was like, what? Because, and then I think somehow this thing was born from it. And I'll just have to say it as I feel. It was like an end run around the other programming policy. Suddenly you had this about national, and I think, you know, the executive, and I'm not even sure about the job description of the executive director, but suddenly all of this, given the executive director, from what I can see, a whole lot of power to implement national programming.
Okay.
And then the thing of underwriting, excuse me, please.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I'm out of time.
But we are out of time,
what
so.
I'm saying. Right,
if,
and please just say I'm out
I'm
of
not,
time.
I'm just saying we're out of time. So
okay.
We have to either extend time or go to the question.
I say we go to the question.
It needs an end date. I don't know how to spit that out.
I'm sorry?
It needs a date for the report to be in.
By next meeting?
Wow.
No.
That's a little ambitious. Wait, it's a long policy.
Right.
But I think that what we can do is, if possible, is to say that this committee can make a report at the next meeting, at whatever stage you are.
Right.
Maybe it's at the stage of you're all just looking at whatever stage you are. Just make a report back, and then you know we can go from there.
Kathy, I just asked a question. I think we may be getting ahead of ourselves. We haven't passed it yet.
This is true. So, Ian, you're next. You want to call the question, and we're out of time, so we do have to call the question.
I want to call the question, and I would like to extend for 5 minutes because I want to address the overall issue before this motion came up.
Yes,
you want to extend
I
for 5 minutes.
That.
Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
After the question's called, is that the point? Is that the
yes.
motion?
I'm saying the question's called, the meeting continues.
Yes, so we'll do the vote and then extend for 5 minutes if there's no objection. Okay, so I'm going to call the question on this motion to compare and contrast the program policies of 2006-2008, as well as with the December 2008 report by the general managers?
January 2009.
January 2009, okay. And on this committee are, I believe it's four people. That would be David, Ian, Lisa, and Bonnie? Was it, or was it Leslie?
Leslie.
Okay, so...
Four people, yeah, sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to call the question yes means, of course, that we're going to pass this motion, and no means no. David?
Yes.
David Beaton, yes.
Yes.
There you go. Lisa Davis?
Yes, I support the motion.
Okay. Andrea Fishman?
Yes.
Okay. I should have asked if there were any objections, but we've gone down this path. Ian?
I'm for it.
Yes, okay. And Leslie, are you still on the call?
Barely, yes.
Yes, okay. And Bonnie?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion passes, and now
I'm sorry, Kathy. I only have six votes. There's yours makes seven, but there's an eighth person.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who am I missing? Billy Ray, are you still
Billy
on the
Ray.
Call?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That was a yes vote, right?
Yes.
No.
I'm voting no.
Oh. You're voting no.
I think it's done.
What's that?
He voted no.
Hello?
Yes, Billy Ray.
You know, I think everybody, you know, we spent an hour, you know, and number one, you know, this committee has not really been formulated, but yet still, you know, you are jumping the gun as far as I'm concerned. And I mean, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Billy Ray, but I think it's we're at the point of doing the vote.
We're about to
continue the discussion. We've extended, so why don't you get on the stack for the extended few minutes and weigh in, okay?
Because yeah,
at this point, the motion has passed. And the motion is simply to do a comparative study of what already has been passed, and the committee is not empowered to do anything more than that. The task force.
I just confirm whether Billy Ray is saying no or abstaining?
I heard abstain.
Okay.
Billy Ray, did you abstain or did you say no?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay.
Kathy?
Yes.
Bonnie, I didn't ask to get on the task force because this is when my real job really kicks in through October. But could I ask that the task force email the whole committee when they're planning to have meetings? Because I'd love to be able to get on maybe one or two of them if I have time. If that's okay.
Is there any... that's fine for me, but it's up to the task force. Are there any objections from the task force to emailing everyone as you progress?
Point of information. Bonnie, I would like to request, because it seems like you found the policy that was passed in 2000 on October 29. So if you could forward that to everybody, or at least forward it to
Kathy. On the bottom of that email that came today from Kathy.
Oh, it's on the bottom of the email that came from Kathy. Okay. Okay.
Excuse me, I just want to make sure there's no objections from the task force as to emailing everyone when they're meeting.
All right.
Okay. All right, so hearing no objection, then that's what...
Can you say you want it again?
Kathy?
Excuse me? No, I said, you know, there was no objection here from the task force. So the committee is at this point expecting to be emailed when you're going to have your meetings and as you make progress, as per Bonnie's request. We've already expired our 5 minutes extension, but without objection, can we go forward for 5 minutes, starting with Ian, with the first person on the stack? And I believe Lisa would have been the second person on the stack. But please limit your comments to 1 minute.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that, you know, David had some interesting points there about the national programming policy and the standards and review process that would be essential for that. And I think the problem, David, is that everyone else, you know, who's involved in it, they've all got their own horses in the race. And so if we had a standards and a review process, that would mean that, you know, someone besides who's in charge at the moment would get to decide these things. And so I think that's one of the reasons why that's left out of the policy specifically. And
I'm sorry, left out what?
I think that a standards and review process that would be nationwide, but essential to this was what David was doing in order to do it properly.
Sorry, can somebody please mute something, because I cannot hear Ian.
Whoever's got, yeah, put your thumb over the hole or whatever. So what I'm trying to say is that there's a reason why we didn't include a standards and review process. I think the reason is that the people who thought they were going to be in charge figured they would make the review, and they know who their favorites are, and they know how to make them nationally famous. So my point is that rather than taking shows that aren't generating the kind of audience we expect in our local station markets and then making them national so that they're going to do the same thing on a national level, that perhaps what we ought to do is to create a Pacifica stream on satellite radio, for instance, which draws from the best of all five stations plus our affiliates. So we could be creating a national content stream that could then be broadcast as a national broadcast at any point on any of our stations.
Very good. And Lisa, you wanted to say something?
Actually, what I wanted to say, I sort of said, and so for the sake of expediency and everything, and I'm sure we'll be coming back to this policy, I relinquish my spot on the stack.
Okay, terrific. Was there anyone else who wanted to make a comment before we adjourn? No? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, any objection to adjournment of this meeting?
No.
Thank you all.
All right, thank you all. I very much appreciate your participation today. And we'll see each other again on the 24th of August. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
Bye.